guest today is Dr. Rebecca Carley. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. And Dr. Carley's websites are drcarley.com and reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. She does have a radio program, What's Ailing America, on the Orion Talk Radio at OrionTalkRadio.com. And you were talking about vaccines and also the situation with children. And one of our listeners also wrote in and said that a dentist will not even touch anyone unless they first take x-rays. And I've been going to the same dentist for several years. And the last time I was there, they went to take x-rays, and I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And so you can say no, but I don't know that that's always the case. I've known my dentist for a long time, and he knows that I'm against fluoride and all kinds of things and mercury.
Well, I could do a whole show just on what the dentists are doing because, of course, the ADA is just as corrupt as the AMA. And everything they do is bad. Even the composite fillings, the white fillings that they put into people, are very toxic. You can ask for the MSDSG, Material Safety and Data Sheet, on these various compounds that they're using, and you'll see how toxic they are. Even teeth cleaning. I don't go to the dentist anymore. I don't get my teeth cleaned. I don't do any of those things because everything they do damages the teeth.
Right, and you can clean your teeth at home, or if you're prone to build up a lot of tartar, how would you handle that?
Well, the favorite thing that I use, because most of the toothpastes are toxic, of course, they've got fluoride, and if you look on the label, you'll actually see on the label that it says that if too much is ingested, you should call your poison control center immediately.
Right.
The best thing, in my opinion, to use to clean your teeth is baking soda and peroxide. So you can use that. You can gargle with colloidal silver and kill whatever bacteria and things are in your mouth. And there's also a wonderful substance called the tissue salt. It's a homeopathic mineral called calc fluor. And when I was going through my divorce from hell and I had a major filling fall out of my mouth and I couldn't even afford to go to the dentist, I had this huge crater, and I knew about this tissue salt and I was taking it on a regular basis. When I finally did go to the dentist, amazingly, the crater had started to re-enamelize itself. So
there's
all kinds of wonderful things that you can do.
Okay, that kelp floor, is that what you said?
Yeah, kelp. C-A-L-C, fluor, F-L-U-O-R.
Okay.
It's called the tissue salt. It's a homeopathic mineral.
Okay. Interesting. Well, you know, when you really consider it, and getting back to tartar, what causes tartar? Is it something you're not doing or shouldn't be doing, or what causes it? It's bacteria. It's a result of bacteria in the mouth, right?
Right. Well, I look at tartar the same way you look at plaque in the artery. It's a combination of things. It's sugar. It's bacteria. Heavy metals can be involved. It's all kinds of things that we're exposed to. And, of course, you know, not having the gums be healthy, and that's why you have to your gums health. Very important, because once the disease gets into the gums.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Guest today is Dr. Rebecca Carley. And what was that that you said that was good for the gums? Can you spell it out?
I don't believe I mentioned a particular product. What I was saying is that it's just very important to keep the gums clean as well. The line of demarcation between the gums and the teeth, that's where the tartar deposits itself. And if you don't clean that, and in my opinion, the best thing to do is to brush your teeth with peroxide and baking soda. And like I said, just gargle with colloidal silver. You're going to be fine.
What was that? The kelp floor?
Kelp floor, yes.
That's K-E-L-P?
K-A-L-C, like calcium. Fluor, F-L-U-O-R, like fluor, fluoride.
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's good fluoride, and then there's the fluoride that comes from pesticide and aluminum manufacture, which is toxic. But it's a tissue salt. It's a homeopathic remedy made of these substances. So it's just the energy of the substances. And like I said, it actually caused the enamel to grow back on my tooth. It was amazing.
Wow. And I think that people used to use baking soda to brush their teeth.
Well, it has another added benefit as well, is that if you're, you know, brushing with baking soda, it's also going to help to alkalinize you. And one of the main reasons that people become toxic with mercury is because they have these silver fillings, which are loaded with mercury. And as I said before, autism is not caused by mercury. Autism is an autoimmune disease causing demyelination of the brain. But mercury and aluminum do cause Alzheimer's disease. They do kill neurons. And one of the main reasons that the mercury in your fillings is released into your body is because your saliva is acidic. So if you alkalinize yourself, and one way you can do that, besides eating lots of green vegetables and things like that, is to brush your teeth with baking soda, which will clean your teeth and alkalinize the mouth environment, and you'll decrease the mercury vapors released into your body.
Wow. Bless your heart. We have a bunch of callers lined up with questions. So can we take a call?
I love questions. Take it away.
Okay. Let's take Sadie in North Carolina. Sadie, welcome to the program.
Hi. I actually just had a brief question. When me and my husband found out that we were going to be having a baby, we did extensive research, and we actually came to the conclusion not to vaccinate. And the only vaccinations that my child has is the vitamin K shot that's required. And the only reason we decided on that, after researching that vitamin K actually can't be broken down that way, was because they said that if we didn't do that, we would be red flagged. And
yeah,
DSS would come in.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and that's let me just say, that's why I promote home births. And here in North Carolina, where we live, it's actually illegal for midwives to do home births. You see, the predators have so many ways of protecting or preventing us from doing what really should be done. But, yes, in fact, I've encountered that many times. That's where they draw the line. If you don't get the vitamin K shot, they will call CPS on you.
Yeah, so we decided to go with the vitamin K shot because we knew with no vaccinations that we weren't going to vaccinate. We were going to have a long road ahead of us anyways, you know, so we figured just to go ahead and do that. Well, my daughter's 2, and she's happy. She's unbelievably healthy, and she's never had a vaccination a day in her life. And her doctor, on one hand, compliments me in the fact that my child is 8 to 10 months ahead of her age when it comes to, you know, intelligence. But at the same time, she makes me feel like the most incompetent person on the face of the planet. I mean, I have to sign a form every time I go in there stating that I know that I'm endangering the life of my child and the life of children who come in contact with her.
Okay, hold on. Why are you, first of all, people have to realize that what do the pediatricians do? They weigh the child, they measure the child, they give vaccinations and create disease. You don't need a pediatrician. They're evil. Okay, that's first of all. Second of all, those forms, you're admitting child abuse. And whenever she determines that she wants to do it, because I'm sure they get kickbacks from CPS as children are kidnapped from their families, then you are admitting child abuse. Why are you signing that form? I'm very well aware of that form.
I did smarten up. I did. The first time that she asked me to sign the form, I refused. And they wouldn't let me leave the doctor's office unless I signed it. So I stood there and I read the form.
And wait a minute. So what were they going to do? Call the police? Lock the door?
I assume so.
Okay.
But what I did was I crossed out everything that I didn't agree with on the form.
Okay.
So I went through the form, and pretty much 90% of the form had a big black line going through it. And every time that I went to the wellness checkup, well, it got to the point that I just stopped going.
Good.
Well, my daughter had roseola, which is the infant form, which I'm sure you're aware, it's the infant form of measles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me being, if I can be so bold to say, brainwashed into running to the doctor every time you're sick, I made a very foolish decision, and I went to the doctor when she was sick, when she had roseola, which, come to find out, there's nothing you can even do for roseola.
Yes, there is colloidal silver. You can rub it on her skin, and you can give it to her orally. That's what I would do. But see, you're realizing you have to stop running to the doctor. That doctor is the enemy. I mean, if somebody told me that you can't leave the office unless you sign a form where you're admitting child abuse because you know that injecting your child with dead babies and viruses and formaldehyde and mercury and all the rest of it is a bad thing, why would you go to that person for quote-unquote services?
Because that's what you're told to do your whole life, and it's so hard. I'm trying so hard to break the cycle.
Okay.
I really am. Me and my husband just found out that we're having another one, and we're so excited. And, you know, we were thinking about home birth, but come to find out you can't do that in North Carolina. And, you know, there's just a lot of things. So I guess my question is there any type of You know, I'm really big into the homeopathic remedies. You know, my father educated me very well in homeopathic remedies. We always have. I've seen a homeopathic doctor. I'm from Massachusetts, and in Massachusetts, homeopathic doctors or physicians, whatever you want to call them, are more accepted than they are down here. So my thing is, do you know if any homeopathic person where if I do feel like I have the need to bring my child somewhere to make sure that her health is okay, do you know of anybody in this area or that I could do that with?
Well, of course, I don't have, like, a list of people, you know, on my fingertips. There's a, you know, society of homeopathic practitioners on the web. You can access that and find somebody in your area. But I would certainly do that if I was you. I would stay away from the white coats. And one other thing I just want to mention to the listeners, and this is extremely important. If you're forced to go into the hospital to have your child, which, of course, since when did childbirth become a disease? I mean, the whole idea is insane. But if you're forced to do so, as you are here in North Carolina, because midwives can't do home birth, what I would do if I was you on the vaccine issue, I would not tell them that you're against vaccines. I would just tell them that you've decided to wait until the baby's immune system is more mature. Because I've had many, many cases of children that developed all kinds of neurological problems, especially because they told them they were against vaccines. And if you tell them, they will give the hepatitis B vaccine at birth. Because when you sign the admission form, you agreed to let them do whatever they thought was the right thing to do. So if you tell them that you are going to wait and you don't let them know that you're an educated person about the vaccine issue, then they're much less likely to not assault your child with a hepatitis B vaccine. Because, of course, at birth is the most ridiculous time to assault a child whose immune system doesn't function with a viral biological weapon. But also, very important, for your husband to guard your child 24/7. Of course, you want the child in the room, but if the child has to go out of the room for any reason, the father does not agree to not leave the child's side. The father is not going to be, you know, just looking through the glass. The father wants to be there with the child to know everything that's going on so that the father can protect the child. The father is the protector.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I'm almost positive that that's what we did. We said we wanted to spread them out and we would start them later. Mm-hmm. But I just have one more question. Now, as far, because our second one's going to be coming up, and as far as the Steridyl drops and the vitamin K shot, are those worth the hassle, I guess you could say, to fight against them? Or are they just one of those things that you're better off just going with because of, you know, the red flag that goes up? Or what's your thought on those, the vitamin K shot and the Steridyl drops?
Well, in my experience, the vitamin K shots is where they draw the line. They will call CPS on you, and you can lose your child. They can take your child. They can kidnap your child. CPS is a child trafficking network, and I talk about this on my show all the time. So, yes, if you're going to go into the den of thieves, and the medical mafia, you know, you're going to have to submit to certain things. So if I was you, I would not protest the vitamin K shot, the drops in the eyes. These things are all bad. You know, you could put colloidal silver in the eyes, everything would be fine. But certain things you cannot protest because you will lose your child. So those two things, it's not as bad as the vaccines, although, like you said, and you're very intelligent. Vitamin K is a vaccine, and it's a synthetic vitamin K, and people can check it out on the web and got all kinds of other crap in it. But if you have to go to the hospital, those two things I would, so that they don't steal your child.
All righty. Okay. Thank you, Sadie. We do have to go to a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
One of our listeners, Don, Skyped me, and he said he delivered 3 children at home for his wife.
Well, isn't it funny how that works out? Because he's not a midwife, he won't be prosecuted for doing that. Yes, well, good for him.
That's what I say.
As I said, childbirth is not a pathology. You know, I've had dogs that have delivered litters of puppies. You know, we're not forced to bring our dog to a veterinarian to have them do whatever interventions they want to do to the dog. It's a natural thing. And, you know, if you're at least attuned to if there's a problem, there can be problems. And just like with trauma, you know, there are situations in childbirth, such as a condition called placenta previa, where the placenta blocks the birth canal, where there can be a life-endangering situation to the child. But, you know, if you're attuned to, you know, what's going on, you can tell if there's a problem. And, yeah, you're not going to be prosecuted if you're dead. So good for you, Dad. You're a protector. Dads are supposed to be the protectors.
Amazing. All righty, we have some other callers. Let's take Luann in Pennsylvania. Luann, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much. You know what? I'm just here to compliment you on what you do. I am a stage 4 cancer survivor, and I was diagnosed 6 years ago with inflammatory breast, and I walked away from the medical. I did no chemo or no radiation.
Good for you.
And it was tough. I mean, I'm not going to say it was easy, but it was, and the skeptics, and I got a lot of ridicule, and you know, they washed my hands when they found out I wouldn't do what they wanted me to do. But I'm here to talk about it. I know as sure as I'm sitting here that if I wouldn't went the route, I wouldn't be here today.
Well, I'm so proud of you for what you did. I just want to point something very important out to the listeners. Everybody has cancer. We're being inundated with poisons, especially pesticides. The key thing is for cancer is that your immune system works.
That's it.
And there's many things you can do to get your immune system to work. Yep. And I'm not talking stem cells or live infusion of sheep cells. I've heard so many crazy things that are going on.
Right.
You have to get your immune system working. You have to stay away from the things that cause cancer. And it's people like you that are hated.
Yep.
We've all seen what Suzanne Summers has gone through because she decided the same thing, and she's been very vocal about it. So she's been criticized big time on the mainstream media, but yet look at her. She's a picture of health.
Well, I just published my own book and talked about my experience the last 5 years and what I went through. And that, I guess that would be my question, you know. You are hated. And I don't want to be, because you just want to share your passion. It does work.
Okay, wait a minute. Forget being hated. I had to get over. See, who's hating me? The
right.
predators.
Right.
Okay. My clients and listeners love me. And I'm not looking for either.
Yep.
Okay? I tell the truth. No
yep.
matter what it costs. And you have to get to that level where you are willing to tell the truth no matter what it costs. And Deanna is at that level, and there's many people. That's the good news. I am meeting so many people that are at that level that will tell the truth no matter what it costs.
That's it.
Because we're talking about the end of civilization, the end of humanity, the destruction of planet Earth. There comes a point where you have to get a backbone and say, you know what, I don't care what anybody else thinks. The way I look at it, this might sound a little cold, but the people that think that I'm a conspiracy theorist, they're breathing my oxygen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
haven't done their homework. Let them keep getting vaccinated. Matter of fact, let them put an IV into their vein and get infused with viruses 24/7 because they're breathing my oxygen.
Right.
That's the level that I've gotten to. I don't care.
Yeah, yes. Well, you dig your heels in, and because you know it worked. And for me, I'm very blessed, and I know that. And now is the time to really shout to the world because we need to speak up. We need to be bold and speak up.
Yeah, the future of humanity depends on it.
Yes.
And I don't like that word blessed because that implies some religious connotation.
Mm-hmm.
You're not blessed. You dug your heels in. You use common sense. That's the most important thing. I love when people call me and say, well, I don't have a medical education. You know, I don't have those alphabets behind my name. And my answer to that is, no, you still have your common sense. You haven't been made into a propagandized zombie, okay? Toxins in, poison is very bad for your system. So you did what your common sense told you to do. It has nothing to do with being blessed. You use your innate intelligence, and that's what all of us have to do.
That's it. Dig in and do your research. It's there.
Yep.
Yeah. So thank you.
Okay. Luann, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All righty. Let's take Marty in Idaho. Marty, welcome to the program. Marty, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Could you spell Deanna? Because she... Dr. Carley's coming in a little muffled. I need the spelling of the cal whatever, the tissue salt. Could you spell that, please?
Yes. C is in cat, A is in Albert, L is in Lee, C is in cat, space, F is in Frank, L is in Louis, O is in obtuse, U is in Uranus, R is in brick. The company that, and I have no connection with this company financially, company that I use is Ludi for these tissue salts. You can find them at 1-800-HOMEOPATHY.
All righty. We do have to go to a break.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
All righty, we are back. Our guest is Dr. Rebecca Carley, and the website that you gave was 1-800-homeopathy.com, and
no,
you can
actually,
also
that's,
just...
That's their, I think that's their phone number. I don't have their website handy.
Okay.
But that's the number you call, and I encourage all the listeners, ask for their catalog. They have a most amazing compilation of different tissue salts that you can use for everything you can imagine.
Wow. Thank you so much. All righty, we have another caller. Let's take John in Missouri. John, welcome to the program.
Hello. My question is about milk. The doctor said... You didn't like milk. Is this all milk or just store milk or what?
Well, there's a big controversy out there. Of course, the various alphabet agencies are arresting and sending SWAT teams in to farms that sell raw milk. My response to that is, why are you drinking cow's milk? Why don't you drink dog milk, rat milk, cat milk? You see, milk is something we don't need. There are, quote-unquote, milk products that you can get, organic almond milk. There's no such thing as soy, organic soy, really, but almond, oat bran. There's all kinds of other kind of milky products that you can get to use for cereal and things of that nature. Why is anybody using cow's milk? The danger with raw milk, let me just say, homogenization breaks up the different particles in the milk and makes them very much more able to, you know, deliver themselves into your GI system. Very bad. Pasteurization many of the people that use or that sell raw milk are vaccinating their cows, okay? And there's an excellent website, Meriel, Meriel.ca. It's a vaccine manufacturer in Canada that sells vaccines for livestock. You will be amazed what they're doing to the livestock. For example, they're giving live herpes vaccines to turkey. So one thing, if you're going to buy raw milk, you have to realize that they're probably vaccinating their cows, in which case you're getting live viruses delivered by milk. So what I would do if I was you is just don't drink cow's milk, nor goat milk, nor cat's milk, dog's milk. We don't need milk.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, John. Now, I started drinking coconut milk.
That's excellent. That's probably the best. But, of course, you want it organic.
Right. Exactly. Okay, we have another caller, Dallas in Edmonton.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I had a question about an arthritis reversing or cure. I've heard about a horseradish root formula. Have you heard of anything about that?
Okay, first of all, there is no magic bullet. Once you have a quote-unquote disease, there's no one thing that's going to, quote-unquote, cure you. There's two kinds of arthritis. There's osteoarthritis, which is basically where the joints are being worn down, and that occurs more once you age. But the autoimmune type, that's vaccine-induced. So I don't know anything about this horseradish remedy, but I'm not about magic bullets. If you have a disease, and especially if it's autoimmune, you need to reverse the cause, and the cause is the vaccine.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good day.
And you can contact me to learn how to do that.
Exactly. Talk about your consults.
Well, what I do is, and I have clients all over the world. I don't need to see people. They don't have to come to North Carolina. Amazingly, as it turns out, what you have to do is talk to people. Ask them what's going on, what toxins they've been exposed to. I've developed a very detailed history form, and people fill that out. And then I develop an individualized protocol based on what's going on with them, involving detoxification, alkalinization, uncorrupting the immune system, natural things to reverse the damage. And I always tell people about colloidal silver. If people go to my website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, go to the link section, you will find the silver lungs generator that I use, because another thing people have to use is that realize is that the corrupt FDA has labeled colloidal silver as a pesticide. They're trying to take it off the market. If you get your own generator, you can actually, you know, make your own silver for pennies a day. I have three dogs and two cats, the healthiest pets you've ever seen. We all drink it every day. I use it to wash my vegetables because even though I buy organic, they can still have different pathogens on them, clean off the countertops, et cetera, et cetera. And the most important thing, go to the testimonial section. I've submitted to the maker of the Silver Lungs generator, a series of photographs of a client I had when I lived in Long Island, a toddler who spilled scalding coffee on himself, had deep second-degree burns of his chest, chin, and shoulder. His nipple was actually melted off, and you see the series of photographs where his burn was healed within a week. And I did a subsequent follow-up after that. His nipple grew back, no scars. And this was one of the most difficult things for me to be facing, because when I was a trauma surgeon, we dealt with a lot of burn victims. And what they do with burn victims is they put this silvadine cream on the burn, which does have silver in it, but it's got a frosting of petroleum products and other things. And every day they have to take off the bandages and scrub these children whose nerves are exposed. The screams of pain will never leave my brain. And all you have to do is drink the silver and spray it on the wounds works for cuts, you know, all cut, any kind of invasion of the skin. And that's what people should be doing if I was you.
Oh, my. Amazing. Okay, I looked at the Silver Lungs generator. And the reason it's named Silver Lungs is because it basically recommend that if you have lung problem, that mm-hmm. you can inhale the could you talk to us about that?
Right. Well, yes. I don't inhale it. Actually, I have a humidifier that I use where I put the silver in the humidifier. So technically, I am breathing it. I don't use a nebulizer to breathe it in because I don't have any lung problems. But, yes. For any kind of pneumonia, bronchitis, all these different things, you can breathe it in as well. And that's why the FDA is going after it, because the colloidal silver has been around for forever. And there is no pathogen that it will not kill. And that's a very big threat to Big Pharma.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing, amazing. So you do consults. You have a form that people can fill out. And they can contact you via your Skype, or they can call you, correct?
Well, I pretty much just Skype for my international clients. I have clients all over the world. My phone number, 828-294-0662, is on my website. What I charge depends on how complicated the problem is, because I have clients with everything you can imagine, and also pets. So I need to talk to people to figure out how much time it's going to take me to do a consult. But, yes, that's what I do. And
okay.
I figure once about a million people have had their diseases reversed by what I do, the minions aren't going to be able to claim it's just a coincidence.
Wow. All right. Now, a lot of people who have children who refuse to vaccinate them, what happens when those children start school?
Okay, well, it depends on what state you live in. They're trying to take vaccine exemptions away from many states. And I just got an email recently where some mother was, you know, asking people to sign a petition. As I said at the beginning of the show, you can't petition the predators. They know exactly what they're doing. If I was a parent of a child, I would be homeschooling my child. Why are you even letting them into the school? They don't need to be exposed to the monthly pesticide spraying, all the toxic chemicals they're using in the school, the vaccination threat, learning how to put a condom on a banana. You know, teach them yourself. If you love your child, that's what I would do if I was you. But, in fact, they're trying to take vaccine exemptions away from many states, and so this is a very big red flag for people. They should realize that, you know, it's like putting the frog into the cold water and turning up the heat slowly. Basically, they're trying to force you to give your child a biological weapon. Say no. That's my message that I always talk about on my show. Say no. I will not poison my child. And if enough people took their children out of these schools, the schools would shut down just like the hospitals have to. Because basically, you know, the schools are so enmeshed in this corruption, they get last I checked, $5,000 extra for every quote-unquote special needs child that goes into the schools. So that's why they're promoting vaccines. They also have to have a 90% vaccination rate to get the federal funding. So that's why they promote the vaccines, because they want the money.
Well, that is interesting. That is all basically the federal corporation, and they are a corporation, that are in bed with all of the pharmaceutical corporations, and the federal government has actually invested in these corporations. So when you get right down to it, it is always about money, always.
Right. And as people, I just want to mention that DVD I talked about at the beginning of the show, NCIV, which must stand for civilization.com. And what you will learn about in that DVD is that Mussolini's definition of fascism was corporatism, the merger of state and corporation. And that's what we're now experiencing. They call it democracy. The talking heads pretend we have a choice in whatever, you know, minion is going to, quote-unquote, that's what people have to face. The corruption and fraud that we are experiencing is at such a mind-boggling level that we have to stand up and say no at all levels. And if we work for these corrupt agencies, if we have a conscience, we have to stop doing so, as I did. After hundreds of thousands of dollars and 17 years of quote-unquote education, when I realized what was going on, I said, I will not be part of this wheel of evil. And if enough people do that, guess what? We will build an anti-hell.
Well, I certainly applaud you and admire you for your courage. You know, I had a doctor on the program. I've had him on a couple of times. His name is Dr. Paul Byrne. I'm not sure that you're familiar with him, but he has talked about the organ trafficking that goes on in hospitals. When in fact, if a person goes into the hospital age 16 to 30, which is the prime target for organ harvesting, that if that person looks like a good candidate, that they will basically they will do what they have to do to encourage the parents or the family to allow organ harvesting, but the person has to be alive in order to harvest the organ. So they basically give them a drug that makes them so they can't respond.
Yes.
And then they basically cut the organs out while the person is alert, but they just can't respond.
I saw this. The main hospital I trained at, Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn, was the major organ transplantation institution for all of New York City, and this was part of the corruption that I saw. And the only thing I'll disagree with what you said is that if they think the person is a good candidate, it doesn't matter if the person has AIDS, a hepatitis, they don't care. It's all about the money. But yes, this is the whole scam that's involved with organ transplantation. First of all, I'll say that the vaccines are causing almost all the diseases that require organ transplantation. So if you go through my protocol, you won't need an organ transplant. I've reversed many cases of renal failure and all kinds of other things. But second of all, the last thing you should be doing is signing that little thing on your driver's license where you're willing to, you know, donate your organs, because you don't know what they're going to do with your organs. They're also procuring DNA. As a matter of fact, I just recently got an email. Not only are they doing blood tests on all newborns in hospitals to get their DNA, but now they're sending out people to get saliva from the community. And what they're doing is finding a way so that they can attack certain cultures. You know, this is part of the whole depopulation agenda. And especially through vaccinations, they can actually find a way to destroy your DNA and kill you off. That's what they're doing. But organ transplants are totally unnecessary. So I agree with what he said, but you have to overstand the big picture, and it's much worse than he even realizes.
Wow. Now, they have targeted certain populations just in their vaccine programs, like in Africa.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, it's very interesting. Lots of people sent me links to this, but in front of me I have an article from my local CharlotteObserver.com from December 30th on page 5A, Chavez, cancer may be a weapon. And this individual is claiming that his cancer was caused by a secret technology developed in the United States to cause cancer in individuals. As it turns out, a lot of our alleged enemies are coming down with cancer, and he lists a whole number of them.
And yeah, I read that article.
Yes, yes. So, in fact, yes, they're using biological warfare as a weapon. As I said at the beginning, no vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer. So rates of cancer are going to be massive just on the regular inoculations. But once they have DNA of specific cultures, which do have differences first.
Wow. All righty. We have our last break. We'll be right back with Dr. Rebecca Carley.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Welcome back. Our guest today has been Dr. Rebecca Carley. Her websites are drcarley.com and reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. She does consults. Just go to drcarley.com. And we do have another caller. Let's take Larry real quick in Louisiana. Larry, welcome to the program.
Hi. I was wondering what the doctor thought about these bovine pericardial heart valve implants. Do you think they're a good alternative?
Well, anything, you have to realize, basically, we're talking about the creation of chimeras. You know, transhumanism, combining humans with animals. So, no, there are natural solutions for everything. And, you know, I didn't know that they were using bovine valves. Usually they use pig valves. But, no, I would not let another animal's valve or any part of the animal put into my body.
Okay, well, my wife has been alive for 11 years because of the bovine implant. Her heart valve was completely dead, her main aorta valve. And
right,
they came and told me she was dead.
The point is, if she had addressed the cause of what the problem was with the valve in the first place, she would not have had to have the surgery that caused this. And I'm sure she's on all kinds of drugs because of the fact that she's had this animal valve put in her. I just want to mention something about surgery, because I was a surgeon. Surgery is the last thing anybody should do. There are energy meridians in the body that are disrupted by surgery. As soon as they put a scalpel and start cutting you, you're disrupting your energy system. I'm not saying that sometimes surgery doesn't help, but if she had done something natural before she got to that point, she wouldn't have needed the surgery.
It was genetically inherited. All of her family has had come along with bad hearts, but she never had to take the first anti-rejection drug. Okay. So she's not on a lot of drugs.
Okay, good for her. This whole genetic thing is another scam. They're mutating DNA with vaccines and radiation and other things. And there are a few, very few, actually genetically inherited diseases. But what people have to ask is, how did the mutation happen in the first place? And I assure you, it was most likely medically induced.
Okay, Larry, thank you so much for your phone call. Dr. Carly, we've just about run out of time. Well, we're just a few seconds here. I am so grateful for you being on the program. It's been just a wonderful educational experience. I admire your spunk and your intellect, and I can't say enough good things about you, really.
I want to thank you, Deanna, for what you do, because you see, what we need to do is block the people of conscience. Not that there's any V, you know, as in the movie V for Vendetta. We have to all take personal responsibility and learn what we have to do ourselves, and then we have to stand up and say no. We're not going to take it anymore after we realize what's going on. And you're obviously one of the people that is waking up humanity, and I take my hat off to you for that.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope you will come back.
Anytime, just let me know.
All righty. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you Monday.